So mi mitzvah simin rishon l'sheni l'tayim adayim avel alei. That's the shayla. Again, the same simin l'shayla. The first simin had a good shrit even to be matter the yad bachilo. And by the time it came to the second simin, since the hand was outside, the that shrit cannot be matter bachilo anymore. That hand will only be matter tumas avelo. So the more select the same shayla. So clearly, ad kan lei boilon and l'tayim adayim avelo. What was the reason Shalom if the second shchit is enough to be metayvit with an avela? Ava be'achil asur, but he agrees for sure it's also teeth. You see, even though you started the shchit with the first simon, it wasn't the treifa. The treifa first came about after the first simon, so you see it's also be'achil. Since he clearly is zero, Reb Zera was chayza from Yisrael. Oh, malay, revacha bar rav, the ravino. No, Dilma maybe the Elam really I tell you lay hard the bay, maybe it would be not retract. But just Reb Zeva the Dvor of the Rava Koma. Reb Zeva was only saying the story now, he's only asking the shell according to Rava. So Leila is thrilled that he himself does not hold from it. But Reb Zeva only asked the shell according to Rava's Svara. That Rava was the one that said the Svara of Shem Malakish was that when you make a shchita on the Koma, the Rei is like not there anymore. It's only a heter on the Rei, but not another traitor. Therefore, you have to show that that's going to be if the Neymar became a treifa in between. Then the Chaim made a claim to observe himself that his swear was that maybe once you started the Shechit, you cannot have any Mepsulim. Say, Chaimani, maybe then there won't be any Mepsulim. Maybe according to observe, maybe it's still also Mitzvah. Then the Lord says, Omer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Shema Amin Yom Adar Hashim Ben Lakish. We hear a Chiddush of Kofar Moshim Ben Lakish that Mizamnim Yisrael Abnei Mayim. The rather invite the Jew to eat from the Bnei Mayim. That means the kishkis, the intestines. A Jew could eat the intestines of an animal after the shechita. But the yain mizanu ledi kechavim of Bnei Mayim. But you're not allowed to invite the Jew cannot serve the Bnei Mayim, the intestines, to a goy. In other words, since Rosh Lakish said that when you have, when you shech the kona, it's considered as if the reya was taken out. So the reya was taken out, it comes out like an eifu menachai. And a goy is also tita neva menachai. Boy, a Jew, like the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Yisroel did the shechita tell you no sir for a Jew to eat from this animal. The Torah says a Jew, when you make a shechita on the animal, that's what's marked with pachila. Even though it didn't die yet, it's still mefacheses, still like neva menachai, but the Torah gave a heter for a Jew to eat from a shechita. So kiv and dika shechita now you saw, ishtayim, a Jew is not eat from it. But as you can call him by the goi, tivanechi was tagelu. By a goi, he does not need a din shchita. By him, it's only necessary to eat even menachai. Close him on the animals alive, you can't pull off a piece of meat. So if a goi, what you have to do is just kill it. Well, the misa tell you, Milsa, tell me what has died. It is so honey, when you shechted the kona, the mice of the animal is not dead yet. Still it's considered like the reya, the lungs were taken out. So, so the lungs are like Eva Menachai. If so, honey Keva Menachai Damya. So it should be also for a goy to eat the Bnei Mayim, like the Reya, the lungs, from a Shechita. A Jew should not be able to serve the lungs to a goy, because for the goy it's called Eva Menachai. For a Jew there's a heter of Shechita, for a goy doesn't have the seter. Omer Apokvapa says, have you seen the kind of Ravacha by Yaakov? I seen the kind of Ravacha by Yaakov. Obey the aim of Lay. And I wanted to ask him this question. That Miika media do anything to the Yisrael Shari. For a Jew, it's Muto. And Rabbi Kachov and Moser. And for a Goy, it should be Yasser. Do we have anything? How could that be? That a Jew is allowed to eat this lung and not a Goy. Usually we say whatever's Muto for a Jew is Yichel Muto for a Goy. But Vilayom Lay, I did not ask him this question. The Amino of time Makoma, he said over a reason. Because the Pshat is not really a Chumra, the Pshat is a Sakula. The Torah gave a Heta for a Jew a Din Shechita. Since the Goy doesn't have a Din Shechita, therefore the Maisa says a Menachai. In other words, really would have been a Menachai for a Jew also. The Yis applies to Jew also. Just for Yid is a Heta of Shechita. That is what it says, but Tanya still we learned the Loik Ravacha of Yaakov. We learned Amak Ravacha of Yaakov. We learned Taka that it's Smuta. Even for goy also, because it says like this: Haroitz lechem beheima, koydim shetayt sinafsha. Somebody wants to eat from the meat before the animal is really dead, meaning right after shechita, when the animal is still a little bit moving around. So Chotech Kezayich Boston and Beis HaShchit, let him cut off a Kezayich meat from the Beis HaShchit. Ol Molcho Yofu Yofu, let him salt it well. Ol Medicho Yofu, let him wash it off well. Ol Mamtim Lashet Eitzim Asher, then let him wait until the animal dies. The Yochel, he'll eat it right away. But Echor Abikachotim Yechad Yisrael Mutarim Boy, whether it's a Jew, whether it's a guy, it's mutter to eat from it. Because even a guy can also eat from this meat. Even though he cut off this meat before the animal was really dead, Sivchut should be named in a chai according to you. Elamai, since there's a heter achimu for a Jew, it's called the shechita was done to it already, so therefore it's not called Eidim in a chai. So we see not like a vacha by Yaakov. The Morse still says no, that the Morse says, Misayelah l'ravidi l'ravim, it's right to ravidi l'ravim. The Yom Ravidi l'ravim, Yom Rav Yitzchak, Bar Ashiyan, that a roitzah shiyavri, if somebody wants to become very healthy, eat good, fresh meat, is chaytach kizayich bosom of the shechita. Right after the shechita, let him cut off some meat from that mokum of the shechita, show the haman. On molcha yofu yofu, let him salt it well. On medicha, then let him wash it off well, yofu yofu. On mantum, let him wait that you take the nafsh until the animal is dead. And it says clearly, Ech, never chad me echad yisrael mutayim bay. It says clearly, not like a vach of a Yaakov. But we just said though, to smut even for a guy also. So that if you have to wait heat from it until it's tasty nafsha, Rashi said that to the Gemara in Hedrin that says, Minayin shos alechem and abheim makoidim shetetzi nafsha, how do we know you should not eat from the meat before it really died? Tamulay matochlo maladam, don't eat when the chiyas is still there. Even though you cut off before, it does not get absul, and it's of Eivim and Achai. And it could be the mice, the reason we heard about the Gavacha by Yaakov is, because we are told that since it's mutter for a Jew to eat from it, since the Torah gave a heter a shechita for a Jew and a chlemi, once it's mutter for a Jew, so the chlemi says all amount of mutter for a guy also. Yes, Mishnah says you have sheikh with behema chai v'yoif. The sheikh the behema chai v'yoif. For a yotzim hem dam and no dam comes out at all. B'shas the shechita. Stuk shev. Kosher shechita, who needs dam? Even without dam, the shechita behem, the shechita is kosher. The chiddush is v'necholim b'yodayim mezuavos. You're allowed to eat from this meat, even though your hands are tummy. As she says, kolayna, below nativ, you have to wash your hands first. The girls are made of liyos shenius, even though your hands have a look like the sheni of tummy. And the most of more porach, afilu hukshu nami, and shenius the shlish v'chulim. Especially because since the animals are hooked for the kabbal tumor, so even though your hands are tummy, still you can eat the meat doesn't become tummy. So that's the rationale that it's more kasha. Even if the meat would have been hooked for the kabbal tumor, but so what? Your hands are only a shiny. A shiny doesn't make a shlishi for chulin. Now, quite Mishnah is saying what? When you had to eat this meat, even though your hands is a shiny with tumor, if Mishnah says one, if you should hooked for the dam, because the meat of this animal is not hooked for the kabbal tumor. All food, it only could receive tumen if first water came upon it, or else dam. But here in this shechita, since no dam came out of the animal, the boss is not hukshra kabba tumen. That's the time it kind of holds. Rabbi Shimon and Amino, hukshra b'shechita. No, the shechita itself is mashra the kabba tumen. Rashi says the smell is migu, the shah yeshechita lahach bosa midei eva menachai. Since the shechita takes off the yisra eva menachai, makes a mutter bachila, is Mishavah Nami Uchlal Gabi Tumor. A shechit alone, even though it's a dry shechit, there's no blood, no water there, the shechit itself is Machsha the Bosla Gabi Tumor. So therefore, if your hands have become Tumor, touches the meat, it makes the meat Tumor. That's the most, since that's the most kasha, so what? A shechit doesn't make a shlishi v'chulam. The other one says, Taimah de lo yatsam yam dam. What do you say? It's mutter to eat this meat because the dam didn't come out. The dam was not Huchsha the meat Gabi Tumor. Hoyotzim him dam, mashal v'shah shchita, some dam would come out, that's called liquid. So then over the meat, it's hukshra kabatoma. Then eim echolim b'dayim mezuvos, then you can eat it with your hands before you made a matilo shadayim. Because before you wash your hands is like a shenu l'tumah. So there's a question, why not? Amai. You die, no one at shniyas him. You die, you're only shniyas l'tumah. You're only sheni, Rabban only gave the din of a sheni. And v'yayin sheni, yes, a shlishi l'chulim. Plus, you were talking about chulin over here, and a sheni does not make a shlishi for chulin. So even if your hand, even if the meat, what, the, even if there was dam b'shas to sheet to the meat, the such the kabbal tumah, so what? Still shouldn't become tummy. So For instance, who told you the Mishnah is talking about Chulin? Because it says Chaya. Because the Mishnah is saying maybe it's talking about Kachim. So no, the Mishnah says Chaya. Chaya, wild animal, you can't bring a carbon from the Chaya. Dina b'kodeshim, Chaya b'kodeshim yika. There's no Chaya by Kachim. So that's all part of the Kasha. The Mishnah is talking about the Chulin. So the Heim Chulin, the Shem, doesn't make a Shlishi. Tisu, secondly, Ibukotchim, if the Mishnah is talking about Kotchim, Kilayotzim, Yem Dam, Ksheri, how could the Mishnah say without Dam? It's a kosher shchita. Mashma, it's a kosher korbin. Ahiwatzim, a Dam Utsarev. No purpose of a korbin is to have the Dam. You need his rikas a Dam. Do you make a shchita on a behemoth, on a korbin? Without Dam, a vada wouldn't be Yotzim. Without the shchita, it's rikas a Dam. It's not kosher. Visu, Ibukotchim, if we're talking about Kotchim, the Mishnah. Even if dam would come out, so what? The dam of kodshim will not be machle kabatum. It doesn't make it prepared to become tummy. The only of the chibar rabbi, only of Yechanan. Meanwhile, how do we know? Le dam kodshim shayna machle. Dam kodshim is not machle. You know what the pasuk says? Aleh tishpechenu kamayim. They have to throw the dam on the ground like water. So dash and dam shenishpa kamayim is regular dam by the behema. That the dam just goes on the floor. That dam is called like mayim, and therefore it's machshir. If the dam goes upon meat or food, it'd be machshir the kabatuma. But shen nishpa kamayim mean like dam kochim. You can't dam throw it on the floor. You have to make a kabbalah for dam in the kli. Is any machshir? So the kids are like korbin. Even if the dam would come out, the dam would not be machshir the kabatuma. This is still another question. Ibu kachim, if you want to say our Mishnah is talking about kachim, ki lo yotzim em dam le mischashri. There was our Mishnah to say that since the dam did not come out, then it's not hukshla kabatumra, it's not true. Mischashri b'chibas ha-kodesh. Just the fact that it's a korbin, that alone is machil kabatumra. It's a swore of chibas ha-kodesh. The fact that it's brought for korbin, that itself is machshirit to be like food. Rashi said, the kind that we hold, chibas hakodesh machshirosim. The nevioch was called like food. Le kabulei tumma, the time of psochim. The habos le rabbis etzim levoina, means even wood and levoina is mekabel tumma. Even though it's not called an eichel. So you see, the fact that it's a chibas hegdish, it's brought like for korbin, that makes it into an eichel. So, our mishnah b'kitzik cannot be talking about kachim, and am I talking about chunin? So that's the kasha. A shame he does not make a shlishi by chulin. Yeah. Most of the time, because we hold, chibas hakodesh machshirosan. Anytime it's being brought for korbin, that in itself is machshir to be an oichot ruch to kabotono. So then that's the kasha in the Mishnah. So Marin says, Omer of Nachman, Omer of Avuem, hocho b'chulin shelocho mekesav maisraskinen. Our Mishnah is talking about this behemoth that was brought with the money of maisrasheni. You had money of Maisa Shani, and you brought a regular behemoth with it. The Chulin Shalach with the Kess of Maisa Shani, so the animal has Kedusha's Maisa Shani on it. Rashi says, the Kess of Maisa Bishlaim Lechsiv, the Satra Kess of Ashminim, the Shani over my Shlishit Lekra Meir. That's the Chilish of our Mishnah then. That if there would have been Dam there, so then your hands, which is a Shani Rotoma, would make the Maisa Shani into a Shlishit. That's the Chilish. That's what Mishnah is talking about. Not kachim, not chulin, but maisa sheni. And it said the lekra meyer, the Mishnah would not be lekra meyer. It's not because it's not like this. It's not like this. Now we learned kol hatoyin bias mayim midivrei seifrim.